Right. Thank you ever so much for doing that reading. It's quite a meaty reading. Lots of big words and things in there as well. It's not great. I've got a bit of a confession to start with. I had one of those weeks this week, and I got a lovely email to say that there were some problems with the technical stuff in church, and so the monitor might not be working, which was great when you're putting together a PowerPoint and thinking, oh yes, we can go from this slide to that slide, and people have sent you pictures, and you think, oh, that's great. So I gave up on that, and instead I got some visual aids. So this is probably where it goes really badly wrong. So during the talk today, I'm going to need some helpers. So just to give you a bit of pre-warning, need some people to come out to delve into my bag and hold up whatever it is that they find in there and tell us what it is. So be having a think if you're interested in coming up and taking part in that. Some great volunteers already. Okay, so let's start by just praying. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We pray that you visit us now with your Holy Spirit. Be with the words I say. In Jesus' name, amen. Just pray. I need to think about that. It's not just praying. Okay, so here we are, end of January. No doubt we're all feeling that much better, that much more healthier. We've given up all those excesses from the end of the year that are quite traditional. So how many of you started a diet come the start of January? How many of you did those New Year's resolutions? Or perhaps I should be saying, how many of you are still keeping to those resolutions? No, we won't ask that one. That's a bit too difficult. But it does seem that nowadays that it's really traditional to start the new year and to go on that health kick and to look at your diet and your lifestyle. And so I thought it'd be useful to have a think about it for us. You see, there's all sorts of fads and crazes, whether or not you're doing the Atkins diet or the 5-2, or maybe you're just doing, like I am, the dryathon for January. Is it February yet? But there's all sorts of different things. But every time you just start one fad, some other information comes up to say, yes, you should eat sugar. No, you shouldn't eat sugar. Butter's good for you. Butter's really bad for you. All sorts of things. Well, today, I want to give you some really, really key advice. You see, we've heard that 5 a day is where it's at. And what I want to say to you this morning is that's a load of rubbish. Because if you look back in the Bible, you'll find that 5 a day is nowhere near enough. Because today, we're going to be talking about 9 a day. I'm seeing some puzzled looks. Actually, it's all in the reading. Didn't you listen? When Laura was reading, she said, in Galatians 5, it says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's 9 things we need to be doing. So this morning, my aim is to give you a bit of a taster of this diet, which I know you'll all be jumping on the bandwagon on. And it does actually tie into what we're doing as a church, because we had all that series on our front lines, and that's now being moved forward, looking at fruitfulness on our front lines. So while we've only got a taster this morning, if you want to know more, keep coming to church, and I'm sure we'll be looking at it in more depth in other weeks. But also, do come along to your home groups and talk about it with each other, because it's some really good stuff in there, which perhaps I'm not going to get to the bottom of today. So, as I say, I'm going to need some helpers, just to give you a warning. But this 9 a day, is it achievable? Is it something that we can actually do? Well, I think it is. You see, all these 9 things are really good for us. They're all the product of a main plant, and they're all good things that need cultivating in our lives. So let's see if we can delve into it a bit more. Can I have my first volunteer, someone to... First hand up. Do come up. What I need you to do is delve into the bag, take one of these things, and hold it up and tell us what it is.
A blueberry.
Hold it up so everyone can see. What we've got here is a blueberry. Absolutely fantastic. Do you want to put it on our display and go and sit down? Thank you very much. A blueberry. But how does that relate to the fruit of the Spirit? It's, I heard exactly. From the front row, you've been reading my notes, haven't you? It's blueberries, small, insignificant looking fruits, but actually, they're really, really important. They're known as super fruits because they provide so many really good things for us. And in fact, they almost need their own superhero cape. Goodness is a virtue that's perhaps overlooked, that sometimes we ignore and we don't think that it's going to be particularly useful. It's almost seen as a weakness, but goodness, as a fruit of the Spirit, is really, really powerful. And one of the things I'd like to challenge you this week is look out for things that are good. Comment on them. I don't know about you, I get really sick of listening to the news and all you hear are negative stories. And there's so much good out there and so many people doing good things. So let's look for that and celebrate that. Next volunteer, please. We'll get you next time. Oh, what's that?
A Bosch nut score.
Close, very close. What colour is it?
Orange.
Yeah, might be
orange.
That's it. Hold it up so everyone can see. Can I just say a special thank you to Jackie this morning, who has really helped with providing the props, without whom we wouldn't be able to do this. But yeah, thank you very much. Do you want to put it on the table? An orange. How does that relate to the fruit of the Spirit? We've got the blueberry, which reminds us of goodness. The orange, which I really had to search for this one. I got in touch with a friend on Facebook and said, I'm really struggling with this. How can I relate these fruits to the fruits of the Spirit? And she came back to me with orange as being all about self-control. And it does actually make sense. I don't know about you, but I know personally I don't eat enough fruit. It's too fiddly. It's too annoying. And in particular, I don't eat oranges. If you ask my family, they'll tell you about that. You see, the problem with oranges is they're so fiddly to peel. I don't know, I bite my nails, really bad habit. But when you're trying to peel an orange and the peel doesn't come off nicely, you just get little bits of it coming off. And it doesn't, it's not like a banana. Banana comes off really well. Orange, you've got to peel it and pull bits off and it's all messy and I really can't be doing with it. It takes all my self-control not to just pick it up and throw it out the window. And that's actually something that we need. You see, life can be really, really frustrating. And sometimes it can be like we're trying to peel off little bits of stuck peel from an orange. Things are getting messy, things are getting really not very good, and we need self-control. And God knows that we need self-control. That's why it's one of the fruits of the Spirit. We need to be seeking out God in those areas that frustrate us. We need to be able to peel away things bit by bit, or we might miss out on the goodness of the things that God has got planned for us. So, blueberry, goodness. Orange, self-control. Another, there we go. Oh, what's that?
Tomato.
There you go, just put it down. Thank you very much. Tomato. Yes, it is a fruit. Lots of debate about that. But what does a tomato have to do? And this again, I'm really having to reach for this one. But I spoke to a friend of mine who's a Methodist minister about this, and he came back and he said that the tomato is actually a very humble fruit. It's tried and tested, and although sometimes we don't notice it or barely notice it, if we didn't have tomatoes, we'd really miss them. Think of all those recipes that involve a can of tomatoes, some tomato puree, just to give it that finishing touch. It's really, really important, and it would be really, really missed if it wasn't there. So I was thinking about it. Well, what does that mean? Well, tomatoes are fairly constant. They're part of the recipes. They're a good, faithful friend. And actually, so therefore, we've got faithfulness, another fruit of the Spirit. You see, God doesn't expect us to be able to do things on our own. He's really in it with us, and hence the inclusion of this fruit, this tomato. It's so important when there are temptations all around us and we mess up all the time. We need to be faithful. We need to be seeking God to actually see and give us the strength to be faithful. Faithful in our relationship to God, faithful in our relationship to each other, faithful in our front lines. And again, a challenge today is, what are you being called to be faithful in? Are there people you're being called to be faithful with? Maybe you've got problems at work or problems at school. Maybe there are things that aren't going particularly right, but God's saying, hang in there. I want you to do what I've called you to do there. Okay. Another volunteer, please. Someone from this side, I think. Thank you very much. Oh, so we'll put you on hold for a second, and there we go. Brilliant. We have a pair. So far, should I do a test? Check what you're listening. We have blueberries, we have oranges, we have tomatoes, and now we have a pear. A pear, that's a quite difficult one to think about. And it got me thinking about all sorts of different things. You see, one of the things about pears is that they take forever to ripen. I don't know about you, go to the supermarket, you think, actually, I'll buy some pears. Or my wife would say, I don't think like that. But you get some pears, you take them home, you think, that will be absolutely perfect. You go to the fruit bowl, and they're rock solid. A couple of days later, you think, oh, actually, they're bound to be ripe by now. You go back to the fruit bowl, and it's still rock solid. You could hammer nails in with these things. Actually, if you want pears, you really need a lot of patience, because they only ripen when they're ready to ripen, and you've got to really be watchful. So we need patience, another fruit of the Spirit. When we're thinking about it, we think about pears. And another helper, please. What's that? Apple. Hold it up then. We've got an apple. Thank you very much. We've got blueberries, we've got tomatoes, we've got orange, we've got pears, we've got an apple. What fruit of the Spirit could an apple be? Well, I don't know about you, but I was thinking about apples, and one of the things I found was there are loads of sayings about apples. There's an apple a day keeps the doctor away, an apple for the teacher, you're the apple of my eye. They're really important fruits. And of course, they make all sorts of amazing recipes with apples. And one of the things I thought about with apples is that actually they're a symbol of kindness. They're a symbol of us thinking about other people. Because if you're thinking about taking an apple to someone to keep the doctor away, or a present for your teacher, or you're the apple of my eye, it's all about being special. And it's about kindness. It's about thinking about other people. So maybe a bit tenuous, but actually think about it. Okay, another. Do you want to come in? No? No, too shy. Or maybe Dad can come. You can come. Fantastic, thank you very much. Do you want to delve into there?
What's that?
What's that? Oh, a little bit shy, but
strawberry.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Oh, really good to come up and be part of that, because it's a little bit difficult. Some of us are used to standing up here, but actually it's a bit intimidating, and some of you have got really scary faces. Strawberries. Where does that fit in with the fruit of the Spirit? Well, again, had to think about this one for quite a bit, but strawberries are something that always make me think of summer. They always make me think of those lovely, warm summer days. There's a nice breeze, the sun's up, relaxing. They're fairly luxurious. And I suppose if you think about it, it makes me think about joy. Because actually, strawberries are that luxurious fruit. And I don't know about you, it's a little bit nippy in here today, especially when it's in winter. I like to think about things that lift my spirits and make me feel a bit more joyful. And that's why we've got this fruit of the Spirit, because, as I've already said, so many times life isn't easy. There are things that get in the way. There are troubles that come and visit each one of us. And we need to be reminded of joy in the difficult times. And that's why we've got joy. You see, we need to be secure in our relationship with God, a God who loves us so much that he sent his son to die for us, who wants to give us joy even in the difficult times. Okay, so far we have got blueberry, we have got apple, we have got strawberry, we've got orange, we have got tomato, we've got pear. Only three more to go. Do I come up? What will be next? Thank you very much. What is that?
Aubergine.
Fantastic, thank you very much. A very difficult one. An aubergine, do you want to put it on the... An aubergine. A little bit strange, maybe a little bit tenuous there, but thank you very much. I love going to the supermarket, especially when you first walk into a supermarket and they've invariably got all the fresh produce there, giving you the message, I think as Eddie Izzard once said, of everything here is fresh and really good. But I love seeing some of the fruit and vegetables and things there. And one of the things I love is the aubergine. They're really shiny and they're almost alien looking. They're really strange. But how does that relate to the fruit of the Spirit? Well, I don't know how you tell that fruit is actually ripe and is ready to be picked. With aubergines, it's you've got to be quite careful with them. If you pick them up and firmly but gently squeeze them and then let go, then the flesh bounces back and you can tell that they're ripe. And so actually, if you think about it, the aubergine reminds us about gentleness, because actually we need to be gentle. We need to be gentle with each other. Sometimes we look at people and we think that they're all shiny and their life is absolutely wonderful, but actually they might be a bit battered and bruised. Maybe people haven't been gentle with them, and we're called to be gentle. People think that gentleness is a weakness. It's something that we don't really like. We don't think it's something to celebrate. But just as with the aubergine, it's not about being a walkover. We need to be firm but gentle. We need to be able to consider other people's needs. Okay, two more to go. There you go. What's that?
Banana.
A banana. Do you want to put it on our... Thank you ever so much. I just got to say, it's really nice to get so many people volunteering to help. So thank you very much for that. The banana. Possibly one of the easiest fruits. If I was going to eat fruit, then banana is one that I would probably choose, because they're incredibly easy to peel. And they're really good. And they're very, very good for you. One of the things about bananas is that they're full of lots of things that are good for your health. And it's said that if you eat lots of bananas, they help you with your sleeping. They've got some, is it zinc or something like that in them that actually helps with getting you to sleep. Whenever I get stressed, whenever I get worried about things, I find that the first thing to go is my sleep. I'll lie awake for hours at night worrying about things. And that's not actually how God wants things to be. So we're reminded by the banana that God wants to give us peace as a fruit of the Spirit. He wants to be there when things are difficult at night, when we're lying awake worrying. He wants us to go and to cast off the difficulties of the peel and actually focus on the peace that the fruit gives us. Okay, final one. One final. Do you want to come up? No? No? Anyone? Do you want to come up? One last one. What's that? Do you know what that is? Cherries. Cherries. Thank you hold them up. Fantastic. What we've got here is some cherries. I'll just hold them a little bit higher because don't think people at the back can see. A pair of cherries. Thank you ever so much. Do you want to put them on the table? Fantastic. Cherries. So we've gone through all the fruit of the spirit and we've looked at all the different things. Which one is missing? Love. Fantastic. One of the things I like about this is that it's not just one piece of fruit on its own. It's two pieces of fruit. It reminds us that we're in relationship with people. And it's not just about romantic love or anything like that. It's about the fact that we are called to love one another. And that means all of you. It means the people who we meet on our front line. It means the people that we meet in our day-to-day, whether it's in school, in work, wherever it is that we have as our front line. We're called to love them. And that can be really, really difficult. So there we have it, a wonderful fruit salad, a mixture of things that hopefully will remind us of the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit that we each need in our lives. And it must be really easy because it says so in the Bible, but actually it can be quite difficult. You see, at the start of that reading in Galatians, we heard about all the things that happen when we don't have the fruit of the Spirit, all those horrible things that were highlighted, that our normal human nature will bring about. The drunkenness, the being horrible to people, the envy, all these horrible things. But actually what we need is the fruit of the Spirit to help us live our lives. And we can't do it alone. You see, each of these things are good for us, but each of these things need to be cultivated. And the best possible way is to actually spend some time with the head gardener and actually seek for him to give us the fruit. And just as the puppet said right at the beginning, this isn't just about 9 to 5. This is every single day, 9 to 5, 24/7. And it's what we need. And we need to be kind to ourselves when we don't demonstrate all these things. And we need to keep returning to God and asking him to fill us with this fruit. So let's take a moment then to pray. Father of all, help us to spend time with you. Help us to seek to cultivate our relationship with you and to demonstrate the fruit of our relationship with you. Remind us every day that when we mess up and give in to the day-to-day, that you love us and you want the best for us. Remind us and challenge us in the coming week that when we find it difficult, you're there for us and you've placed people around us. Help us to support each other on our front lines. In Jesus' name, amen.